while I think nearly all of us agree that we need the engine development and that these dollars and set-asides are for the engine development, I take exception to the need that we need a new launch vehicle and that these expenditures would somehow be small. You're not taking into account that you would have to change billions of dollars of infrastructure, new launch pads, new equipment for the launching of these rockets, new communication facilities to communicate with all of the things that we currently have with our Delta and Atlas systems. Further, a Falcon 9 system is very immature. It's not versatile. It can't deliver the upper payloads that we need. I take great exception to what will ultimately be billions of dollars of expenditure if we go down the new launch vehicle path.
If
the basics of flight and the basics of rocketry and aerodynamics have not changed in 100 years.
If the gentleman will yield.
I will not just yet, if the ranking member will allow. I have had the privilege from our home state to have lengthy conversations with General Thomas Stafford, who is a national hero, a Gemini two-time, also Apollo two-time, and a commander of the Apollo Soyuz. And we have had lengthy discussions on this issue. I trust his judgment. We do not need a new launch vehicle. It will result in billions of dollars of expenditure, and it will not deliver the best bang for the buck at a time when we need to keep Marines and Army soldiers in uniform and flags in the field. And, Mr. Chairman, I yield back my time.